But while the crimes may be technical and complex, the motivation of the perpetrators tends to be fairly simple. Cybercrime seems to be how some people, particularly juveniles, feel important. For Whitey Cracker, a 17-year-old dropout, this meant compromising and defacing multiple websites.
Kids like us, you know, we go out every day, we have fun, and we come home and rule the world.
He came to the attention of DCIS when he illegally accessed a Defense Contract Management Agency web server. Once inside, he replaced DCMA information with text and graphics in which he bragged about his exploits. The pattern was repeated on over 40 websites, including servers maintained by NASA. Agents from DCIS, NASA, as well as the FBI began to close in on the juvenile. Meanwhile, police in Colorado Springs were conducting their own investigation. They were tracking down an individual who had hacked into local school records. The minor responsible for the defacements was soon identified, and agents began to build their case. Whitey Cracker knew they were on to him.
Detective DeHart told me that they had a 314-page case report on the whole thing, and I was just like, that's huge.
The 17-year-old suspect eventually confessed to one count of computer crime under Colorado law. He was placed on 2 years probation and fined $24,000. The youthfulness of these perpetrators and the relatively trivial motive for the attacks may mask their importance, but to DCIS, cases like these are serious. Perpetrators need to be treated more seriously. Systems can be critical. Intrusions can threaten national security. And prosecution should focus on deterrence as much as security.